And thanks also due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has made us in the ummah of His most kind, most beloved, for whom this world was created, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, Allah Pak has sent us in this world for a very short time. In fact, one of our ulama ikram say, "Darasal hum duniya ke andar jeene ke liye nahi aaye, hum to marne ke liye aaye." Kam kismati se jo mehnat hum kar raha hai, wo jeene ka hai, aur jo mehnat humne chhod diya, wo marne ka hai. He said, "Actually, we haven't come in this world to live. We've come in this world to die. Less fortunately, the effort that we are making is the effort to live. And the effort that Allah forgive us, most of us have forgotten, is the effort to die." Mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, if you see the morning, do not expect the evening. And if you see the evening, do not expect the morning. See, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the effect, an intelligent person, I'm just saying, or expounding, is not an alim or a hafiz or a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant or a judge or a president. All Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, intelligent is that one who remembers his death and prepares for his death. Intelligent is that one who remembers his death and prepares for his death. Our life is that life, not this. This world, ye dunya dhoke ka ghar, machhar ka par, makri ka jala, ghamo ka ghar. This world nothing but a house of deception. Weaker than a spider's web, smaller than the wing of a mosquito. And after all, nothing but a house of grief. Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu used to say, I prefer death because it is the end to trials and tribulations. I prefer sickness because it brings me closer to Allah. And I prefer poverty because it creates humbleness in me. All those things that we find difficult are actually good for us. A sahabi comes to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi alayhi wa sallam, he says, oh Nabi Allah, make dua for me, I've got flu. So Nabi alayhi wa sallam tells him, for every day that you have flu, the reward of is 1 year of nafil ibadat. So he says, oh Nabi Allah, make dua that Allah keeps me with flu till I die, provided it does not interfere with my activities and my chores of the day. Imagine, they only had the hereafter in front of them. Dunya meant nothing to them. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu prepares a meal for his father, Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu comes. It's a piece of fatty meat. So definitely he forms a curry around it. So his father says, Umar radiallahu anhu says, Wallahi, I will never eat it because you've made two things into one meal. His son Salim, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu's son Salim. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu comes to him. He says, my son, why are you having this? He said, because I desired it. He said, my son, Allahu Akbar, keep your stomach and your back light, because to meet Allah, it mustn't be heavy on the day of Qiyamah. They had that day in front of them. That made them different from us. Our Mawlana Sulaiman Jalji Rahmatullah used to say very beautifully, he said, we forgot Jannat is our house. We forgot to take mankind to Jannat is the reason for the purpose of our creation. And he said, now Allah forgive. The worst that happened is we're putting our hands on the Jannat of the kafir. So they also parishan and we also parishan. Huh? We regard what they regard as success is success. What they regard as good is good. We are too different. What is an asset for a kafir is a liability to a Muslim. For a kafir, I say, you go to Japan, probably the technically most advanced country in the world. After a son or a daughter leaves their father at the age of 20 or 30, some of them don't ever see their parents again in their life. And yet for a Muslim, there's no wealth like parents. Our way is different. We are different. We don't tread their path. We love the kuffar. We hate their path. Allahu Akbar, imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will be as much as the foam on the ocean of the sea. And the kafirs will eat us up exactly like how you tell a person, have this also each day, have this also, have this also. Sahaba said, despite our numbers, Nabi alayhi salam said, despite your numbers. He said, the reason, he said, because wahan would have entered your heart. Sahaba asked, what's the meaning of wahan? Nabi alayhi salam said, love of this world and hate for death. Love of this world and hate for death. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu, Allahu Akbar, he was made the Amir of the Jamaat. Allahu Akbar, Umar radiyallahu anhu writes a letter to him. He said, "Oh Sa'd, let this fact not fool you that people call you the uncle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah does not repel evil with evil. He repels evil with good. All men, high and low, are equal in his sight. There's no disconnection, that connection." And then he says so nicely, "Oh Sa'd, success is the lot of that one who hates this world and loves the hereafter." There can never be two loves in one heart. Who loves this world can't love akhirat. And who loves akhirat, it is impossible to find any beauty in the things of this dunya. Yes, my beloved, Allah forgive, we become so shallow that that thing which attracts and affects a kuffar is affecting us also. Huh? Sahaba, it didn't affect them. Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers, when Persia was conquered, they say the crown, the person who conquered the crown, probably the most valuable piece or item in the world for its time. He brought that to Medina Munawwara, covered it with a piece of cloth and kicked it around like a football. When he brought it to the Baytul Mal, the person in charge of the Baytul Mal asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "You don't have to ask me my name, Allah already knows my name." When Sahaba Ikram with one large man went to Egypt, when they conquered Egypt, Allahu Akbar, at one place, they came to a place, Sahaba Ikram with one large man were all sleeping. The bishop sent a gold, ruby, studded donkey into the ranks of the Muslim. And he came to a Sahabi by the name of Shurabil ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu. Look at his reaction. He's fast asleep. He wakes up. He looks at this donkey, burst into laughter. Kicks the donkey back into the ranks of the kuffar. The bishop of that time looks at the Muslims, looks at the donkey, and he says, "Wallahi, this is a nation that you can never fight. They got a total renunciation of this dunya." Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you want the love of Allah, decline this world. If you want the love of the people, do not desire what they got. If you decline the world, Allah will love you. If you don't desire what people got, people will love you. Huh? It's got nothing to do with what we got. It's what is within us. That's why we say, kalima ko utarna hai. Allahu Akbar. Kalima ko utarna hai. Zuban se dil ke andar lana hai. From the tongue, we have to bring it into the heart. Huh? La, la, la. Wallah, shop can't do. Job can't do. Degree can't do. Position can't do. Profession can't do. La ilaha illallah. Only that can do which Allah wants to do. Huh? How the elders say, kainat ka zarra zarra, kainat ka zarra zarra, Allah pak ka hukam ka muhtaj hai. The entire seven heavens and seven earths is dependent on the command of Allah, in benefit, in harm, in good and bad, in high and low, in heavy and whatever. My beloved brothers, everything dependent only on Allah. The entire world, by Allah, Allahu Akbar, Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, like a dead snake can't do, by Allah, even a living snake can't do. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah has written in one, if I'm not mistaken, it's in the start of Fazail-e-Trade, the virtue of trade. He said, Allahu Akbar, what's perfection of Iman? If your hand is in the mouth of a python till year, and still you believe he can't do anything, only Allah can do. That's called perfection of Iman. No doubt there's salah, there's zikr, there's tilawat. But call Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, asal amal ka bigar nahi hai, asal yakin ka bigar hai. We got the amal. The amal is here, my brothers. It's there. We're doing it. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khansa Rahmatullah used to give a beautiful incident. He used to say, in one Nabi's time, there was drought. People went to Baytullah to make dua. At Taif, they stopped. They started drinking liquor. An elderly woman asked them, what they're doing? They said, we're going to Baytullah to make dua for rain. She said, what can drunk people ask from their Lord? Sayyidina Sayyid Khan Sarmatullah used to say, they went to Baytullah. They saw three clouds at that time. They asked for the black cloud. It had the wrath of Allah. The entire community was destroyed by rocks and bricks falling from the sky. Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, sharab ka nasha, wo to 4-5 ghante mein utarte hai, دنیا کی محبت کی نشہ وہ نماز میں بھی آئے گا، ذکر تلاوت میں بھی جائے گا، کعبہ کی طواف بھی کرائے گا، اللہ نہ کرے اللہ نہ کرے ہمارے ساتھ قبر میں جائے. They say the intoxication of liquor, 4-5 hours a person is sober. But the intoxication of the love of this dunya will come through our salah, will come through our zikr, will come through our tilawat, will make us make the tawaf of the Kaaba. And Allah save us, doesn't go with us in the qabr. This effort can only come out with the effort of yaqeen. My beloved brothers, iman is three parts, as-salama ikram, from creation to creator, from dunya to akhirat, and from mal to amal. Allah, today Allah forgive us all. When dunya is in danger, we all say Allah is displeased, let's make amal. And sahaba, when dunya increased, they started crying and say, Ya Allah, it seems you're compensating us in this world, and probably nothing will be left for us in the hereafter. A sahabi is being, Allahu Akbar, speared to death. As he's leaving the world, he said, by the Lord of the Kaaba, I'm triumphant. The killer asks the person next to him, what success, what triumph is he talking about? The sahaba, the person tells him, his soul has already sped to Jannat. The killer accepts Islam. Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers. We have been sent for that world, not this world. The greatest of all mankind, for whom this world was created, was offered by Allah, if you desire, we'll make the mountains of Makkah into gold for you. Where you go, it will go with you. And Nabi alayhi salam tells Allah, O my Allah, give me one day food so I can be thankful to thee. And the other day, keep me hungry so that I can cry in front of thee. In the master's house, imagine, 3 moons passed, the equivalent of 2 months, and the stove was not lit. Imagine a sahabi say, Allahu Akbar, in the battle of the trenches, a sahabi shows Nabi Allah, I can't handle it, sister. I can't handle the hunger. He's got a stone fastened to his belly to numb his stomach. Say, Nabi alayhi salam lifts his jubba and shows that I got 2 stones fastened to my belly. His daughter, the queen of not this world, not a country, not a kingdom, the daughter, the queen of the woman of Jannat. When Imran bin Hussein is with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they come to the door of Fatima radiallahu anha. Nabi alayhi salam asks, oh Fatima, can I enter? Nabi alayhi salam say, what, who are you today? He say, I'm with Imran bin Hussein. He say, then father, you can't enter because the only piece of cloth that I share with Ali radiallahu anha to cover myself, he's gone with that. Nabi alayhi salam takes up his upper garment, throws it in the room. Fatima radiallahu anha covers herself. Nabi alayhi salam goes in alone, embraces his daughter. He say his chin on her forehead, on her head. We like deen, but we love a dunya. Deen came with hardship. Imagine that sahabi went to urinate on a piece of leather. It makes the noise, tuk, 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 tuk. He realizes a piece of leather. Can you imagine what his plight must have been? That he takes that piece of leather and cleans it. Then he, Allahu Akbar, grinds it into powder. And then he adds it to water and drinks it. Deen came with difficulty. It didn't reach us with ease. A happiness. The lifestyle of ours unaffected. The standard of living rising. Umar radiallahu anhu goes. Allahu Akbar. He goes to Syria. When at that time, he was knowing the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, ulama ikram say that imagine 2.5 million square kilometers. Allahu Akbar were conquered in the time of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. And what's the first thing that he goes and see? Is the standard of living of his governors. He comes to the house of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu tells him, come in, Umar, come in, welcomes him. Umar radiallahu anhu looks at the contents of the room. Pebbles, date bark. Umar radiallahu anhu sits already. Umar radiallahu anhu is uncomfortable. Then Abu Darda radiallahu anhu tells him, oh Umar, would you share my meal with me? See, normally anybody who ate with Umar radiallahu anhu, his food was so coarse that if they put the morsel of food in their mouth, Allahu Akbar, they waited for him to look down. They would take it out of their mouth because it could not go in. And then they would put it under the dastarkhan. He said that day Umar radiallahu anhu couldn't swallow the food of Abu Darda. And then Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Oh Abu Darda, this is the thing that every father wants for his son. Every mother wants for her daughter." He said, "Oh Abu Darda, why don't you better the standard of your living?" And Abu Darda radiallahu anhu tells him, "Oh Umar, daily this thought comes to me also that I should better the standard of my living. But there's one hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam which prevents me." He said, "What?" He said, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib wa aridu sabil." Live in this world as if you are a traveler. You're traveling on. You're not parking. You're not staying. You're going somewhere else. He said, the royal family proposed to his daughter. What a proposal. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu refused. They asked him why. He said, if she goes into the lap of luxury and comfort, where slaves will be bathing her and cooking for her, where she'll have to do nothing, the first thing she will forget is Allah. I prefer to her to go into a house of an ordinary person. So when she works like the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the queen of the woman of Jannat, who had a permanent scar on her chest because of carrying fodder for the horse, where scorns develop on her fingers, on her hands, because of kneading the flour. My brothers, which life do we want? Our success is not moving in the way of Kuffar, Yahud and Nazara. One of our alim said so nicely, when a 15-year-old boy has a fight with a 10-year-old boy, he says, "Don't worry, when I'm 15, I'll bust you up," not realizing that guy will be 20. How can we ever? A friend of mine, he's from Joburg, originally Pathan, they came to South Africa in the early days to fight against the Afrikaner forces in those days. So alhamdulillah, fair in complexion, good looking Pathan. Most of his family moved to Sacramento, San Francisco and so forth. So he's also an American citizen. After a few years, he decided, "I must go back. Not to stay, just to go." So Allah shukr, this time when he went in kurta, amama and all that. So his brother comes to meet him at the airport. So his brother tells him, "Why don't you wear some civilian clothing?" Unfortunately fortunate, he had an old flame. She also came there. She says, "Abdul Rahman, I never ever see you, seen you so beautiful. The noor of sunnah has affected the kuffar and has come out of the hearts of the Muslim." The kuffar say, "If you imitate us, you look stupid. But if you what you are, you'll impress us." We are suffering from an inferiority complex. We have forgotten where our success is. The effort of dawah is to what, my beloved brothers? To Allahu Akbar, stamp on our hearts that we are Muslim. Yesterday Maulana said in the bayan, all the world of kuffar put together, wallahi in the sight of Allah cannot equal the weakest, poorest, sinful Muslim. Today we are looking at the ways of kuffar, Yahud and Nasara for success. And most of us worse, mixed in our heart, we don't know whether this side or that side. They say there's nothing more dangerous than a mixed yakin. When you're boiling oil and just add a little water, what happens? Allahu Akbar, when Sahaba went to, I think, the court of Persia or what, and that morsel that Sahaba was eating, that morsel fell, and he cleaned it and he put it back in his mouth. They said, "Hey, do you know where you are? You're in the so-called superpowers." So that Sahaba answered, "For these stupid people, I must give up the sunnah of my beloved Nabi." We have an attitude. You know when a Mercedes-Benz is driving in a Toyota, how the Toyota feels? Intimidated, not so? Huh? We what we are. When a Sahaba said, "Allahu Akbar," the world shook. The same Shurabil ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu, after that incident with the donkey, when he comes to next place, they couldn't conquer that fort for close to 1.5 to 2 months. They say, Shurabil ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu was a thin Sahabi. He stands and looks at the fort and he says, "Ey Kipti log, aap log ne kalma ki taqat ko nahi dekha. Oh, the people of Kipti, you haven't seen the strength of kalima." Says, "La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar." Takes his shahadat finger, points it. The entire walls of the fort was in smotherings. What was speaking is inside or is outside? Success is related to the inside or the outside. We might have the means of success, but we are uncomfortable. Say, Allahu Akbar, one of our elders say, our heads are in sajda, but Allah forgive today, our hearts are straight. Pointing towards the bank manager, pointing to this one, pointing to that one. What Sahaba learned first, we didn't learn. 11 to 13 years, it was only La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Everything was taken out. On the cover of Maulana Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is a little poem written. Jo la kaha wo la hua, usi la mein bhi la hua, juz la hua, kul la hua, fir kya hua, Allah hua. Allah will be found in the negation, not in the compromise. Allahu Akbar. Deen is deen. There's no need to add or subtract. We're not here to fit in a community. We're here to lead a community. Muslims were never followers. Muslims were always leaders. In India, when India was taken out, over, at that time, Maulana Abul Kalam Azad, he was from Calcutta. Somebody asked him, which party do you follow? He said, Muslims don't follow, Muslims lead. We are lost today. Finding ourselves deficient, insufficient. We are not saying don't go to universities and colleges. We are saying become a Muslim, then go. Go into every field, everywhere, but be a Muslim and then see what happens. Be a Mu'min and then see what happens. There's no need for two. We are what we are. We'll go to every place and field to see that the name of Allah be established. Go to every crevice on the earth to see that the name of Allah be established. That every kafir, Yahud and Nasara, that nobody on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. We were now on our trip there. Went to one Somalian shop. So the brother came with us. Beautiful brother. Allahu Akbar. You can't imagine some of these foreigners, their akhlaq and their way. My beloved brothers, at one time we thought we got a tea room full of biscuits. That how much biscuits and cold drink and that they give you. You must take. You can't imagine their beautiful way. So this brother is telling us, my friend in Johannesburg had this black lady working for him. And every time she asked about Islam, neglectfully, negligently, forgetfully, he didn't tell her. It wasn't a long while after she passed away. A few days later he saw her in a dream, he asked her, where are you? She said, I'm in the hellfire because of you. The worry of mankind hasn't hit our heart. Wallah, what yakin we got, we're going to die with Iman. How many of people lived on Iman till the end? At the end, Allah Ta'ala took the Iman away. How many lived like kafirs till the end? And at the end, Allah gave them Iman. Who's got guarantee? Who's got guarantee? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullahi, at the end of his life, he's saying, not as yet, not as yet, not as yet. His son asked, but this is the time to recite Kalima. He says, Shaitan is telling me, you beat me. I'm telling him, not as yet, not as yet, not as yet, not as yet. Imagine Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam making dua. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yaseera. Allah, give me an easy reckoning. Aisha radiallahu anha says, O Nabi Allah, you for whom Jannah was created? Say, I also can only go to Jannah with the mercy of Allah. Tears in his eyes. That's the issue, my beloved brothers. There's not a work of talk, speech. There's a pain and inner worry. Allahu Akbar, tomorrow Ramzan is gone, people are gone. That house that hasn't got Fajr Salah, Allah's azab is on that house. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say a person who hasn't got food is poor. He said the one who misses one Salah is worse than losing all his family, all his property, all his possession. He can be a trillionaire in money terms, but khuda ki qasam, if he hasn't got Salah, he's a pauper to the worst extent. A house without Salah? A father coming for Fajr Namaz, taking the blanket and putting it over his son to come? Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, man comes to him and tells him, in my house there's no barakat. Sheikh tells him, put a parda, a curtain in front of your door. He does. After that, a lot of barakat. Sheikh comes to him, after a while he comes to Sheikh and says, Sheikh, I can't understand, what's the wisdom? He say, one bay namazi, somebody who doesn't make salah, looked into your house. Allah took the barakat out. Today the bay namazi is living in our house. How can barakat ever come into our house? Say, the one who remembers Allah after Fajr and after Asr, Allah is sufficient for him. Where is that? Not one place is Allah said, job, degree, shop in the Quran. If you do this, Allah will give you barakat in rizq. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ هُوِيَ حَيْسُ لَا يَقْتَسِبْ. The one who fears Allah. Hi Allah. Allah says, we'll give you sustenance from unknown sources. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُكْ. the one who depends on Allah. Allah says, I'm sufficient for him. My beloved brothers, tabligh talk is heavy. How can it come in our heart? Without sacrifice? Without movement? Think, how did deen come to us? Whether it was wali, it was sahabi, everyone moved. Khwaja Ajmer Garibun Nawaz is not born in India. He's from Baghdad. Imagine on one trip the English, right? From Dhaka to Delhi, 9 million people accepted Islam. You think it just happened? Shah Jalal, in a place called Bangladesh, Sylhet. Allahu Akbar, the same person, on the voice of Allahu Akbar, the entire fort was in smotherings. It just happened. What was behind it? My dear brothers, home is not for us. Hafiz Pasel Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, he's very beautiful, he said, Ghar bhi mard ke liye koi marne ki jagah hai. Is a house a place for a man to die? Until one of the senior known sahabis passed away in Medina Munawwara, there was a common belief that only a hypocrite can die in Medina. Every man went. Allahu Akbar. Beloved brothers, every desire was to give that life in different corners and different parts of the world. Imagine in Amwas, in Jordan, Palestine, 40 some odd thousand qabrs of Sahaba. What do you think Ma'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, when Nabi alayhi salam appointed him as the governor to Yemen? Imagine we say we love Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Ma'az, oh Ma'az, I love you. And as he's going and he's walking, Nabi alayhi salam is on the camel. What he says? He says, Ma'az, on your return, you won't find me. All you'll find is my qabr. What must have happened to that heart? But when? Abdullah bin Rawah radiallahu anhu, Allahu Akbar, the entire jamaat is gone. Abdullah bin Rawah radiallahu anhu waits to make Jummah salat behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Jummah, the first thing Nabi alayhi salam asked him, oh, Abdullah, you still here? He said, no, I desired. Imamul ulama. The Imam, astaghfirullah, Imamul Anbiya. The Imam of all the Nabis. Jummah, Masjid, Nabi alayhi salam. Can you imagine, can there be an Imam greater than that? Yet Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you, Abdullah, if you spend everything on this earth, you will never reach that jamaat that has already left. This woman has been men, sent, selected, chosen, taken out for a purpose and objective. To see that this kalima be established and ingrained in the hearts of the whole of mankind. My beloved brothers, ma'af, I took too much time. Really, all our brothers, today I am not asking you for an intention. You would in your heart make a decision. Ya Allah, I have to do this effort, Ya Allah. I have to take. We are not saying close your shops, close your jobs. No, inshallah, what dead? Take out time. Every man's got 24 hours. 2.5 hours for Allah is expensive. 27, 30 days a month. 3 days for Allah is expensive. A Malaysian brother said, Nabi alayhi salam came in my dream. He said to me, imagine my ummah is so stingy, they can't give 10% for my deen. In a year, what is the 40 days? Allahu Akbar, my beloved, imagine our fathers when they came to this country. They left the mothers there for how many years? Allah, we met a person now in Northwest. He left Saudi after 19 years for 1 month his year. Hasn't he seen his family for nearly 20 years? For the sake of this rand, pound, dollar, living a life where your wife is alive like a widow and your children are alive but live like orphans, and on top of it you live in a jail. Khuda ki qasam, khuda ki qasam, khuda ki qasam. If this ummah doesn't give voluntarily sacrifice, Allah save, Allah save, Allah will put forceful sacrifice onto us. Ibrahim alayhi salam, that day when he made dua after putting that knife on his son's neck, he said Allah was so happy with him. Had he requested for the kingdom of the 7 heavens and 7 earths, Allah would have granted it. But our father Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua, Ya Allah, let come from this progeny an ummah that can sacrifice. A little bit of hardship here. What are we going to get in akhirat? One of our elders, it was a road, hard, difficult road. They told him, 90 some odd years of age, they say, why don't you fly? He said afterwards, if I fly, you think I'll get the position I want to in get in akhirat?
دنیا میں کرو گا کام، قبر میں ہوگا آرام، حشر میں ہوگا ناشتہ، جنت میں ہوگا مزہ. We one step away, and probably most of us, we don't even know that 99% of our life is gone. Brothers, we are preparing for death, but the way we're walking backwards, looking my wife set, my children set, is everybody financially okay? And the next minute we're gone. We did everything to live for them. Do we know if they'll send something to us? Huh? Right at the cover, the children are crying crocodile tears, waiting when the father can be put in the cover, so the fight for the inheritance start. Make up our hearts, my beloved brothers. Wallah, from our own hearts, we're not going to ask you to stand. You make a decision in this Mubarak month. We won't see this the last Sunday morning of this month. We don't know whether we'll see Ramadan again. How much Allah loves us. Take the opportunity, make the sincere intention from the bottom of our hearts. Inshallah, if nothing else, that sincere intention on the day of Qiyamah will be to our assistance. Inshallah, let's make niyyah that from today, ya Allah, our objective is hidayat for ourselves and the entire mankind. From our bottom of our hearts, I'm not telling you, for you to make. Wallah, mine is a tennis ball we're throwing against the wall. Hopefully our own hearts can make. Allah give us tawfiq. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Nabi al-Ummi wa alihi wa sallim taslima. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل ما أنت أهله وأنت أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلالك وجهك وليظيم سلطانك والله let us die with kalima that deprive us of kalima at the end of our lives, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let there be no kafir ever born in our progeny, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of this effort, ya Allah. Full of masjids like Ramadan. Ya Allah, fill our homes with the Mubarak Amal of Deed, ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our areas with the Mubarak Amal of Deed. Ya Allah, fill our areas with the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let Deed come alive, ya Allah. Let the total Deed come alive, ya Allah. Ya Allah, when Nabi alayhi salam said, one day will come when in every bake and unbake home the door of Iman will be. Wallah, make that possible, ya Allah. Make that possible, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give our enemies hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are planning to destroy us, fill their hearts with the nur of Iman. Ya Allah, that sahabi took a promise, I'll never come unto hidayat. Ya Allah, you gave him also, ya Allah. You made Hinda radiyallahu anha, ya Allah. Ya Allah, your kindness and mercy is so great, ya Allah. Ya Allah, spread the winds of hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, but don't leave us, ya Allah. Our children, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, through the barakah of deed, all the sufas ikram, ulama ikram, beautiful masajids. Ya Allah, let this tradition carry on and on, ya Allah. Let it spread in the entire world, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let there be no nook, hook and corner of the world where there aren't people who recite your Mubarak kalam, ya Allah. Who make your Mubarak zikr, ya Allah. Ya Allah, spread this deed, ya Allah. Spread this deed, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let your Nabi alayhi salam become happy, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not put a burden in his heart, ya Allah. Ya Allah, every Monday and Thursday, this Ummah's Amal reaches him, ya Allah. How long more are we going to hurt his heart, ya Allah? Ya Allah, let it not be in the house of Kusar, he turns his face away from us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us live on Islam, die with Iman. Ya Allah, from Sakratul Maut up to Jannatul Firdaus, make every step easy for us. Grant us Jannat without reckoning, Ya Allah. What afiyat, Ya Allah. Without, Ya Allah, who can we ask besides you, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, we have full hope and yakin in you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you called us your brothers, Ya Allah. Your beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called us his brothers, Ya Allah. He called us his brothers, ya Allah. Those who brought Iman on him without seeing him, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick, grant them shifa kamil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are in debt, remove their debts, Ya Allah. Those who are in any type of anxiety, parishani, Ya Allah, disobedient children, Ya Allah, the problem of drugs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help who weak ummat, Ya Allah. By your kindness and your mercy, Ya Allah. By those pious, the barakah, Ya Allah. And the sadqah and tufail of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, accept our du'as. Those of our pious elders and our parents, Ya Allah, and all these deceased Muslims, fill their qabrs with noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask and what to ask. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri musta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati 'amma yasifun.